as you lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Heavenly Father, your word is already anointed. Anoint these lips of clay. Ordain power in my mouth. By the teaching of your word, let the Spirit of the Lord move, touch our lives, heal our diseases, our sicknesses, deliver us from the oppressions of the evil one. And let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Counsel me, Nubo Mirade.
So, throughout this week, we have been praying and we have been hearing the word of God from several powerful anointed men of God, what we call the season of possibilities.
Now,
if you are clapping, do that better. Many, many words of prophecies and many, many interventions and miracles of deliverance happened right here in this auditorium. And my one prayer for you is that not long from today, may you have that testimony you were praying about. Wherever you are seated, lift up your right hand and make it your prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, I can't hear you. Say, Heavenly Father, say, this morning, I engage heaven. Say, I engage heaven concerning my prayer request, concerning my supplication throughout this week of season of possibilities. Say, Father, I receive a quick answer, a quick response, a miracle, a testimony that is connected to this program. May I not be left out? Say, Father, may I not be left out? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Before December, before 31st, before you enter to January, Lord, I receive that miracle. I receive that testimony. I receive that breakthrough. Open your mouth and pray that prayer right now. Let that testimony appear. Let that miracle appear. Let that breakthrough appear. Let that wonder happen. Do something in our lives connected to this program. Do something in our lives connected to this event. In the name of Jesus, give everyone here a testimony. Give everyone here a miracle. Give everyone here an intervention in the precious name of Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Say, I am the one. You will be the one to record a testimony after this morning. So we have been looking at what we call God is able. That is what we have been looking at throughout this season of possibilities. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
And this morning I want to speak to you about something with respect to the team for the program. So I'm speaking to you about what I call the abled God.
The abled God. You have an abled God. I have an abled God. We have an abled God. There is a God who is able. And he is on our side.
He's on our side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell somebody by you, your God will fight for you.
Catch you.
And you shall hold your peace. We have an abled God. Listening to the encounter our brother had in his dream. After I prayed for him last 2 weeks, when he said that as he was being challenged in a dream and being overpowered in a dream, all of a sudden, he saw me coming with a giant. That is an angel of the Lord. Meanwhile, he was still trying to do it by himself. Tell somebody by you, allow God to do the fight. So that you can hold your peace. Because you can't fight the battle. The weapons of our warfare are not physical. They are highly spiritual. The things that are contending with you are not flesh and blood. But the good news is that you have an abled God. You have an abled God.
Yes, you
right and then confess. It doesn't matter what is against me. It doesn't matter what has come against me. I have an able God. I have an all powerful God. The Almighty is on my side. And I will have victory. I will succeed. I will prevail. Clap your two hands and your amen can be the
louder.
I say your amen can be a witness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
And when Joshua got to the gates,
Joshua do
and the wall of Jericho,
and it war I Jericho
Bible say that he saw that same giant.
Trust him, say, oh,
man of war with a sword. Tell somebody that same giant.
Catch your business, sir.
He couldn't see the face of the giant. That's an angel. He saw that same giant in Jericho. And he went and asked the giant,
"Giant,
are you for us or you against us?" And the giant said,
"No,
as a mighty man of war of the host of Israel,
Israel,
I've come to fight for you." So the abled God is on your side. Are you getting what I'm saying? I said the all-powerful God is on your side. And his angels are at your disposal. His weapons are at your disposal. To fight for you. Clap your two hands together. Let me prophesy again for the one who has ears to hear. I said, not long from now. Not long from today. Not long from this season of possibility. Your testimony will show forth. It is for those who believe it. Your testimony will show forth. Your miracle will show forth. Your sign will appear for all to see. Clap your two hands together and celebrate the Lord. Come on, do it better. Do it better. Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 3 verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do. That is a text for the whole program.
He
that is able to do. Exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. According to the power that works in us. So God is able. God has the ability.
God has the power. When we say that somebody is able, what it means is that the person has ability. The capacity to carry out. There are people who say, I will do this, I will do that, but they are not able to do. There's a saying that if you see naked, Mr. Naked says that he will give you clothes. Check his name. As his name is, so is he. So there are people that will say, I'll help you, but they themselves need help. There are people that will say that, Charlie, I'll push you there. They themselves need a push. But we serve a living God. We serve the all-powerful God. Wave your hands and say, I don't serve a dead God. Listen, the spirit of faith is believing and confessing. Say with your mouth, I don't serve a dead God. I serve a living God. The almighty God. He's the same yesterday. And he's the same today. What he did in the past, he's still doing. And I'll have my portion. Clap your two hands if you have that witness. It means to have power or ability. The capacity to carry out. It also means to have the will, the interest in doing it. It connotes a sense of possibility. It makes you know that with that person it's possible. With that person it can happen. With that person it is sure to happen. In Jeremiah 32 verse 17, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. And there is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing too hard for your God. There is nothing too hard for the all-abled God. There is nothing he says he will do that he cannot do. That is why when he told Abraham that a year by this time, your wife Sarah shall have a child, and Sarah was laughing, the angel of the Lord asked him, is there anything too hard for them? There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Maybe as you are in this month, you are thinking that the year is over for you. You are thinking that all hope is lost for you. You are thinking that this dream of yours is not possible. You look at your age and you are beginning to think that it's not possible. You look at the requirement and you are beginning to think that it's not possible. You look around and you see your competitors and you begin to feel an inability. But I came today in the same spirit of faith and I am saying that it is possible. Not because of your might or because of your power or because of your ability, but because of the able God. Because of the God who is all able. Because of the God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can think or can ask. May you experience that God. May you have an encounter with that God. And not long from today, may you record that testimony. Clap your two hands together in celebration for the word of God. So all through scriptures, we see the ability of God in display. That God is able. Number one, we see that God is able to save to the uttermost. God can save you from whatever has pounced on you, whatever has attacked you suddenly, whatever has hijacked your destiny, whatever has taken over your life, taken over your destiny, taken over your marriage, taken over your children, taken over your job, taken over your education, taken over your ministry, what Whatever has hijacked your future, that you feel like you are stuck. You feel like you are trapped. All your mates are making progress, but you feel incarcerated. You feel that you have been confined to one place. I don't know who you are. The Lord God is able to save. The Lord God is able to save. The Lord is mighty in the midst of his people, even to save. God is here. I said, God is here. I said, God is with you. And will prove it by saving you. He will save you from your enemies. He will save you from that trap. He will save you from that attack. He will save you from that issue. And he will make a way where there is no way. Clap your two hands and shout, my God is able. Shout, my God is able.
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25.
Wherefore,
he is able also to save.
Oh, to me, at the end, I am
putting able also to save.
Oh, to me, at the end,
God doesn't just heal, but he also saves. God doesn't just provide, he also saves. So everybody under the sound of my voice who feels that you are under an attack, someone comes to sleep with you at night. Someone comes to attack you in the day. You can see that your business is under attack. You can see that the work of your hands is under attack. You try all that you know to do, but it's not working. Receive the saving hand of God. For the hand of the Lord is not short that it cannot save. No matter how deep you have gone, no matter how far you have gone, this morning, the outstretched arm of God is saving you. The outstretched arm of God is delivering you. The outstretched arm of God is rescuing you. No matter how far you have gone, the Lord is finding you. The Lord is saving you. The Lord is reaching out to you. Clap your two hands and say, I am delivered. Say, I am saved. Say, I am rescued. And shout, I am the one. Celebrate the word of God.
Are
you following what I'm saying? Don't miss what I'm telling you. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As you are hearing the sound of my voice, the Lord is arousing faith in your heart for you to believe that that thing is possible to leave me. Don't accept it that it destroyed my father so it will destroy me. Don't accept it that it ended the marriage of my mother so it will end mine. Don't accept it that it happened to my sister so it will happen to me. Don't accept it that it happened to my family member so it will be my portion. The hand of the Lord is not short. This morning the Lord is finding you right in the midst of your family members. The Lord is finding you right in the midst of the desert. When the angel of the Lord visited the house of Eli, the house of Jesse, to anoint a king. Bible says that David was not present. He was far away in the bush. He was far away in the desert. He was far away in the wilderness, tending his father's flock. But the hand of the Lord was longer than where they were. The hand of the Lord could move from the house of Jesse to find David and to save him from obscurity and to bring him to the limelight. There is somebody here. Your friends have relegated you to the background. Your family have relegated you to the background. They are saying that all hope is lost for you. They are saying that this is over for your destiny. They have written you off. They have closed your book and they say there is nothing good that can come out of Nazareth. But I came to prophesy to you right at the back of the desert. Right at the back of the desert. The hand of the Lord is finding you. The hand of the Lord is finding you. Are you saying amen like a believer? Are you shouting amen like a believer? The hand of the Lord is locating you. You may not be there physically. You may not be closer to where the anointing is. But the hand of the Lord can come beyond. Far away where you are. Where you feel you have been rejected. Where you feel you have been neglected. Where you feel God is not with you. And God can still find you. And he can still use you. Receive the saving hand of God. Receive the saving hand of God. Receive the saving hand of God. A glory is about to be dispatched. A miracle is about to be sent. It will be sent from heaven. A miracle. A glory. A testimony. A blessing. And amazingly, it will not locate all the people who feel that they are good people. That they are righteous people. That they are more anointed. That they are more good looking. That they are more qualified. That glory that is coming, it will bypass the people who feel they are closer to the pastor. It will bypass the people who feel they have the certification, and it will come to you. You the outcast, you the forgotten, you the neglected, you the shameful. If you are the one, shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one. Scream, I am the one. Clap your two words and say, save me, Lord. The Lord is able to save. He can save you. He is the all-able God. The God who is able to do exceedingly. And one of the things is that is to save. So I don't care where they have locked you. You are coming out this morning. You are coming out this morning. You are stepping out this morning. Let there be an intervention for your marriage. An intervention for your education. An intervention for your business. An intervention for your career. Shout, I receive. Shout, I receive. And clap your two hands and celebrate.
You're able
to save those who utter him.
Yes.
Come unto him. Those who are able to come to him, he can save them. Number two, God is able to keep us from falling. And can make us stand.
He
is able to keep us from falling.
Jude 1:24.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. So God is able to keep us from falling. Child of God, sometimes you don't know how you will make it. Sometimes, like, so when will I stop this behavior? When can I break out of this addiction? So when am I going to be free? Sometimes you are asking yourself that, so will I fall, or I will keep burning with fire? Because the temptations are so much. And the enemy keeps trying you. But the Bible says that the all-abled God
trust them.
He is able to keep you from falling. 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 Every child of God here who don't want to fall into sin.
You
are not going to fall into sin, not because of your might. You're not going to fall into sin, not because you are powerful, but the Lord is going to keep you from falling into sin, because His God is all powerful. No matter the level of temptation the enemy packages for you, I declare you shall not fall. If your amen is loud, the Lord will help you. I declare you will not fall. I declare you will no longer fall. I declare you will no longer fall. I declare you will no longer fall. Lift up your hand and say, the last time I fell is the last time I will ever fall. Say, the last time I fell is the lastest time. Say, I will never fall. Say, I will never fall. Say, I will never fall. The last time you did what you shouldn't do will be the last time you will never do it again. Say your loudest amen with me. Clap your two hands and celebrate the grace of God. Hallelujah. Because God is able to keep us. They will package the temptation, but you escape it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that, but when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a defense for you. He will keep you. He will protect you from that temptation. That is why he says that you should delight yourself in the Lord. You should just love God and follow God, because he will direct your path. He will lead you in the way you should go. He said with his eyes he shall direct you. That means that he shall wink unto you and show you what to do about that situation that is trying to bring you down. Make grace come upon your head. Your amen can be a believer's one. I said, may grace locate you. Maybe you are falling to alcoholism. May grace come upon you. Maybe you are falling to fornication. May grace come upon you. Maybe you are falling to prayerlessness. You can't pray any longer. May grace come upon you. Maybe you are falling to the temptation of giving up on God, and you are becoming tired with God. You are becoming weary, and you feel like, God, where are you? And you feel like throwing the towel, and you feel like there is no God. May you rise and overcome that temptation.
Amen.
May you overcome that temptation.
Amen.
For every temptation, there's a devil behind. So I declare, may that bastard relocate from your life.
Amen.
May that bastard relocate from your life. That spirit of discouragement, I cast out that spirit from your life. That spirit of lack of zeal, I cast out that spirit from your life. That spirit of giving up, I cast out that spirit from your life. And from today, you are rising beyond temptation. Rise up on your feet and shout, arise beyond temptation. Announce it three times. I go beyond temptation. Shout, arise beyond temptation. Shout, arise beyond temptation. Clap your two hands together. Say, my God is able.
He will keep me.
He will keep you with wisdom. He will show you what to do. He will show you where to go and where not to go. He will show you whether you should answer or keep quiet. He will help you to overcome that temptation. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? The last time you ever fail is the lastest time you fail. You will never fall again. If you believe it, it will be your testimony. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. You are going up. Say, I'm going up. Announce to yourself, Prince, I'm going up. My zeal is going up. My anointing is rising. My glory is rising. My blessings are rising. For the last time I fell, it's the last forever. I said, it's the last forever. I said, it's the last forever. Clap your two hands and shout, yes! Take back your seat. That is why the Bible warns us that we should not judge anybody. It don't mean, I don't judge people.
When I say that people have done something, I still try to look for why it happened and try to help them out. Because if you judge people, you don't understand scripture. Bible says that who is he that judges another person's servant? Romans 14 verse 4.
Romans 4,
whether he falls or he rises, it is unto his God. You are not my servant. So if you fall, you have not fought against me. And if you rise, it's not my responsibility. I'm not the reason why you are falling. Neither will I be the reason why you are rising. The Bible says that whether he falls or rises is unto his God. So next time when you hear the news of another Christian, or you hear the news of someone which is a news of a falling of someone, pray for the person.
It is a brother.
I said, do what? Pray for the person. Don't turn into chewing gum.
Man, van ye chewing gum.
And be chewing it in your house.
Then we will fear.
And be discussing it. Rather turn it into prayer. Oh, this brother really loved the Lord. What could have been the issue? Father, help him. Oh, this sister really loved the Lord. What a thought could have brought her to this level? Lord, intervene and save her. On a good day, she's a wonderful Christian. On a good day, he's a wonderful Christian. Instead of castigating, instead of organizing a meeting, that, have you heard?
Say what?
Have you heard what Bridget has done?
What did Bridget
die? Probably be a sorry, them I. Concern. No, no, but you are not her master. God is the one who is over her life. So the Bible says whether she falls or she rises, it is unto his God. Her God. Yours is just intercede. Pray for one another. Because he who judges others will be judged himself. And with the measure you are using to measure others, it will be measured back to you.
And
it's amazing that people who criticize people who are falling, they soon fall. You have turned somebody's falling into your lipstick. Every morning you talk about it. Who employed you? I the one by you. Obia mawe juma. Nyamia suma wada. I said me jihu kamin tefa unhu. One is said jihu. I don't think I won't hear say because any way juma. I didn't think I would say won't hear say. Let me jihu kamin tefa say. Elder pa na witi ma yese me jihu kamin kamanu tu. As the one by, did you hear?
Is that what you say?
Rather, let's pray for one another.
Amen.
Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Bible
says that to his own master he stands or falls. Yea, he shall be held up. The Lord shall hold him up. You are standing because God is holding you. The way you feel like you are so righteous. Is that the Lord that is holding you? Is that the Lord? The Lord knows your limits and your mileage. The Lord knows how far you can go. So he doesn't allow certain boys to come and propose to you. Because if those boys appear, you will forget all my teachings.
Oh.
That's why he alive the deaf and dumb and the blind. They are proposing to you, so you feel like you are so strong. Say, oh, please, there are certain people when they stand in front of you, all your spirit will disappear. You think you are so strong. Certain girls have not tempted you yet. All the girls that are tempting you, they are like one I have paper home. We can't even see them. Okay, there are other kind of girls when they stand before you and you think Mami Wata has manifested physically. Do you understand? And now I say, "Udi so I know how they beat you chest at Cheremi." Say, "Oh, no, boy, so keep quiet."
and know that you are standing because God is keeping you. He's not allowing you to meet certain people and go to certain places. That is why you are okay. Otherwise, a lot can change in your life.
Yes, I can.
May the Lord keep you. May he that keepeth us, may he keep you. Let your amen be a believer's one. I said, let your amen be a believer's one. Now, may the Lord help you in the name of Jesus. Number three, God is able to exceed our expectation. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, beyond our widest dreams. Ephesians 3 verse 20. So say, I realized that every year the target that we set for the church building, we always go beyond it. When we started, we said, oh, that year we are just doing foundation. In fact, that we said we are just doing filling. So we did filling. The whole place, 100 trips of China buses. And we filled the whole of men's
clothes.
And to me, that was what I was trusting God for. And it cost us 1 billion cedis. 100,000 Ghana cedis went into that filling of gravels alone.
Taking
water out of the land. Father, when you go there, you see that building on it has sunk. And it's like the sand is at the bottom, just below the window. 100 trips of China bucket, huge
departures.
And so I said, how will I raise such an amount of money to do this work? But that year, God proved to us that he is able. Clap your two hands. He went beyond our expectation. And we were able to fill the land. And even we did foundation on it. We did foundation.
To your foundation.
And by the time we did the foundation, we are just doing foundation.
Yes, you want a foundation pay.
That year too, by the grace of God, we exceeded.
We
were able to do foundation worth billions of cedis plus pillars all over. Each pillar was a lot of money. It was not part of the plan for that year. Then we came to another year. We said, oh, we are just doing blocks around it. Before we realized, we have done blocks and we have floored left and we have floored right. Over 3 to 4 billion cities have just gone. I don't know how the money came. Because one floor is 1 billion. The other one, 1.5. The wall in alone, about
150,000.
Just at the ground floor. Beams and all those things have not come. How did the money come? I don't know. If each day I move by faith. Coins in my hands, but it's multiplying.
Coins coming Samson.
That's how that place came about. How much did you give? So you should know what I'm talking about. Imagine how much you have given. And count the number of us here.
That's
whether it can do what is over there. It is just the miracle of multiplication. Jesus multiplied 5 loaves of bread. So when he put 100 cedis in my hands from tithe and offering, and I'm using it, it is able to multiply for me to do more than it would have done. That's the miracle that is happening. We exceeded the limit. Every year we exceed the limit. Then this year, what did we say? We said, I've not even added the top floor. We exceeded another limit. We did top floor again. That one block work is another journey. It's even more. The top floor, the block work was more than the down floor.
because over there there were no windows that were facing this. So more money went into that one. We exceeded.
No, so you're
then we said we are going to roof.
And I said, "Fear, boss, one chance."
This year we said we are going to just roof, isn't it?
Yes, we have a person chasing keke.
But when you go there now, we have roofed and we have extended the building. Yes, I'm cheating. I'm sorry, Daniel.
Yes, they are boss, and yes, I'm sorry, Daniel. Sorry, Daniel.
And the roofing alone was over 200,000.
Now, say, I want to keke no. Yeah, 2 billion.
The roofing alone. And the extension that you are seeing there, as I'm talking to you today, we have crossed
150,000, 1.5 billion.
It is not your offering.
And your offering.
It cannot be your tithe. That's why I challenge you. It's not your money. It's not your offering. It's not your tithe. Come and see me in the office. I'll explain to you. How much have you given this year? To be able to do that, to be able to produce 3.5 billion right now that I've roofed with 2 billion and I've extended with 1.5 and I'm still working. I'm not done. When you go, if you go there, as I yesterday, they were still doing work. They were working. Iron rods were working. Mr. Lamte is not around. Maxwell, this week he was telling me that he doesn't know how I'm doing this thing. Because he comes there every day. He knows we don't have money. He knows we don't have money in our account. So he was like, how do you do this thing? So I showed him some text messages and some things from people who does me money that I put into it, my own money that I was putting into it, small. Then he told me, so he said because of that he will buy me a suit for my birthday. Because the money that I should be using to take care of myself and my family, I put everything that comes into my hand into it. That's the only reason why the work is going on. That's the only reason. And the miracle of multiplication. Small money, time I realize it's doing something. It's doing something. It's not getting finished like that. Then we keep moving. Small. Say expectation. So as of now, I'm giving myself expectation. Again, because I've gone beyond 2025 expectation. I said I needed roof, but now I have extension. So now I have another expectation I'm adding. I want to be able to fix the room and prepare the compound. So some of you should come on board. Say that, how can we decorate this room? How can we get puppet? How can some of you go and buy? There's a puppet at Sakaman. It's 7,000. Go and buy it. It's black and bring it. Come and see me. I'll show you. Go and buy it and bring it. Some of you go and buy new flowers and then bring there. I'll show you the flowers we like. Some of you can do state decoration. CPK giving money for state decoration. They'll do say some of you buy carpet, those woolen carpets that are in boxes. We arrange them like towels. Listen, we are going to men's room this year.
Your comments room are free.
And the Lord will use our small efforts to do mighty things. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We just have 3 weeks. But all these things I've just mentioned will happen.
Amen.
God will do it.
Amen.
Because I have no might of my own. Amen.
Amen.
I think Nathaniel Bassett sang a song. He said, I have no other God but you. I have no other God but you. You have done what no man has done.
Never.
And you will do what no man can do. I have no other God but you. Every expectation you have for your plans, your dreams, your business, your intention, I don't know, but the same God that is helping me will help you. You will not see the money gathered, though, but you will see that the thing is happening. You will see that the thing is happening. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. When we started working at Men's Grove, I heard some gossip. Because when they saw the tipper tracks, they hear Ejuma Anopa, Evia, Enumere, and caterpillars were on the land. Tipper tracks and so mushie, the China people or mushie, sani epia, ne mem, ni eshie, ne hone amna, baby amukono, e amna.
unemu a edida obi wa wo ye shorta e dabe wo ha wo waka kra e dabe wo ha in so to a so ni didab. We have pictures. So when the area people saw the way the caterpillar was working 24 hours and tipper trucks were coming, they said, Charlie, some big church be. Yes, that's what we can see. Because what I know, she is going to go from, sir. Who she is going to go from? I said, oh, twice, I say. Amen.
Amen.
So when I get down from my car outside and they see me, there is some store around there, so when the customers who are there, area people, you know, and I get down like that, then they start gossiping. So funiniana.
Oh,
then you can guess what they will say. You can guess what they will say. Hey, small boy. Hey. You know, one day I was lying in the car.
And I
was in my car, my hand is black, tinted. So you can't see when I'm inside. And I like that because I don't want people to see me when I'm inside. People are gossips. So I don't like people to see me when I'm. You get it. So I was lying down and I was resting. Then I heard people by my car gossiping.
Our
neighbors from the next house. But then we have gone there fresh and the thing is happening, so they didn't know me well.
So
I was in the car like that. And so I got up to listen to what they are saying because I was hearing them talking about me in chi. One woman, one man. And then they were talking about how for 15 years people have died because of that land. Because there was a principality staying there. Yes. When you come, he's a fetish priest. He's the one who was staying in that building. And he has hijacked the land from the owners. He will not give it to them. So when I went, it was a battle between me and that man. The day I took the keys from him, he said, well, what semi bibia? What's up, Frawe? What be semi bia, Mr. Shay? That's what he said at the final meeting. That we had. Caught in same in our womb. Yeah. That's how we entered it. So they were discussing that how did I move that man? So for 15 years, anybody who tries to take the land, the man will kill you. So they were gossiping.
Now only didn't say who.
Then the woman said,
"Papa, say,
she answer now. Obey to me to say, Papa. When I just say, Usu, Uweni, Usu kra baby. Ain't no ebi amu no din din small sano. Ebi a nitiche baby. So me tish say me tish baby na me peja me tina me share window." And I'm sure we don't know. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God has all, and it is true. Me teach a baby. Oh, na kami mimi namqua. Oh, what's her power? Na kami namqua. Oh, na mimi namqua na kamo zon kumi dada. Now uvi a bevo namqua. I'm sorry, tiamia. Oh, go finish him. Me pada me bomb pie mao. And I know Brother Felix Beka. We dream bitch there me. I'm say bomb pie ma. Obi o say Obi bomb pie ma. Obi. Omo koda he no. Dream bia. Onya he chase bia. Omo chase na Abeka. He came to tell me. I say yes. That's what we face. If you see a pastor pray for one person, all your family demon they come after me. Yeah, I know one guy that became mad. It's called Shadrach. He became mad. Because he went to pray for one rich man on a wheelchair. Small, he was a small boy. When he didn't see me, all of a sudden he did banners. Hey, he's doing church. And they took him to go and pray for one rich man. So Beniska.
He went to put his hand on the rich man. He left there. He started hearing voices. He said, the next time I met him on Senya Breku Road when I was going to do crusade on Ninam Zakekena. He used to do church on the park at Kwashima here. And do you know what we go through when we lay hands on people?
I
don't know what we go through. So, Misu Minam, thank you, Kumi. Mimi Namqua, Kajo says there was no soft one Namqua. Oh, Bibi. Kachel and Missim, you will be. Oh, there is a Missro. Mitisha, baby. Osha, Mitisha. Bible says that my life is hid in Christ, in God. Pull up the scripture. My life is hid. Before you can touch me, you must touch God, touch Jesus, touch the Holy Ghost before you can get to me. Clap your two hands. Tell somebody, announce to the person, I'm not walking alone. I've got backing, I've got backing, I've got divine backing. Oh, you don't believe you have a backing? The way your enemies are looking for you, if the day God step away from you for 1 minute, say Nyamiso or ma or call half time. Well, I'll bring a boom for 5 minutes. Or better, I do open somebody by your own. Or no, about poor or who are unrecognizable. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So, Bible says that he that watches over Israel,
Israel,
he doesn't sleep.
On Tonko,
God's watchmanship is 24/7.
Come on,
he doesn't sleep. Because if God blink one eye,
the
way the devil make wild, what he will do on this earth? Amen. Amen. So you are not walking alone. If they say they have pot, which we have the Holy Ghost. If they say they have mujus, which we have the power of the Holy Ghost. I get what I'm saying. We have the anointing of God. There's a seal on our lives. And we ejected that fetish priest. Me tunase to say we garden we cocoyam tunase. To today, men's grown people don't understand why. How I was able to move. We have an able God. We have an able God. Who can exceed your expectations. So I prophesy over your life. Every expectation you have for 2025. Don't close the chapter yet. Don't say it is too late. It is not too late. I prophesy over you. May you exceed that limit. May you exceed that expectation. 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 Maybe you are looking for one, may the Lord give you five. You are looking for 10, may the Lord give you 20. You are looking for 20, may God give you 50. By the time you are crossing over, may you be able to say that the Lord has blown your mind and the Lord has gone beyond your expectation. Clap your two hands together for Jesus, because he is able to do exceedingly. Oh God, I just want a job that they will pay me 1,000 cedis only for you to go, and then they are paying you 1,800 plus food allowance plus clothing allowance. Is it? Somebody can't accept it. Somebody can't accept it. Oh, if you can't believe it, then you can't get it. Oh, if you can believe it, you can get it. Because maybe you are praying. All your prayer is that you should get a job that will pay you 2,500.
No,
if I get a job, if I get a job, come and get a job, they'll pay me 2 times. Come and pay your money, baby. God, pay your money, baby. But I pray for you.
that the next job you are going to land, it will not just give you what you are praying for. It will give you more than you are praying for. They will add fuel allowance to it. Transportation allowance, they will add to it. They will put your children on health insurance. They will put your husband and your wife on health insurance. They will pay all your medical bills. They will pay the school fees of your children. They will put you on traveling allowance. They will give you weekend allowances. Clap your two hands and shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one.
That's why you are looking for God. Just give me a C. If I get a C, I want. And you go and God give you an A plus. Your God is able.
He's
able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can think. Lift up your hand. Let's sing it again. I am no other but you. Oh, I am no other God. If you make it your song, it will happen for you.
I am no other God but you.
Oh, you have done.
No man has done.
And you will do
what no man can do.
Amen. Number 4.
Yet also 9.
The abled God is able to kill and make alive.
Near otumi kum no tumi mankwa.
He can kill you. He can kill your enemies. He can kill that witch. He can kill that wizard. And at the same time, he can give you life. He can give the business that is dying life. He can give the marriage that is getting shattered. He can give it life. He can give that relationship that looks dead. He can resuscitate it. There is nothing that is dying that my God cannot bring back alive. Dead cells and organs in at the hospital where they are whatever they call it. I don't know what they call it. Whether it's like a screen and then a meter that you see that. How do you call it? When the monitor is reading, that means dead. After 1 hour, that same dead body can jack up. Yes. God can kill. And God can give life. So I pray over that marriage that is not working, that receive life. That career that seemed to be dead, I pray that receive life.
Amen.
That academic dreams that seem to be dead is receiving life.
Amen.
Those hopes that you have given up is receiving life. That relationship that has been folded is receiving life. Receive the life of the Lord. You were dreaming that 2025 you should achieve something. And now you feel like it's not going to happen. May God bring you life. I said, may God bring you life. I said, may God bring you life in that aspect of your life, in that area of your life. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 6. No, it's 1 Samuel 2, verse 6. These were the words of Hannah when she was praising the Lord. She said, the Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave. And he brings up. So God is able to kill him. Number 5. God is able to give you grace. Wherever you lack grace, God is able to give you grace. You need strength to achieve something. You need grace to do something. You need strength to achieve something. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8.
Corinthians 4,
and God is able to make all grace. May the grace of traveling fall upon you finally. May the grace of academic progression fall upon you now. May the grace of marital glory fall upon you.
upon you now. May the grace of financial upliftment come upon you now. May the grace to build come upon you right now. May the grace for ministry settle upon your life. Every grace to find a new job is locating you now. Every grace to pursue your career is coming upon you now. Clap your two hands and shout, I receive the grace. Clap your two hands and celebrate. God is able to make all grace. He's the one who can pick you from the grass even to grace and make your name great. He's the one who can pick you from the grass and release his grace upon you and make your name great. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10. Paul says, I am what I am by the grace of God. You can be nothing without grace. But with grace, you can be whatever you can be. Number 6, God is able to appoint, anoint, and announce you. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 21. God can anoint you, he can appoint you, he can announce you to your well, like the way he's going to announce that at Rehoboth Arena. I said the way he's going to announce us at the Rehoboth Arena. I believe God is going to announce us. Yeah, God is going to announce us. I was telling some people, as I was thinking about the challenges surrounding that Canaan land, one of the challenges has been the traffic in the evening. And I said, Lord, will people come to church? And then the Lord told me, stop being worried about the traffic on that road. Stop being worried that will the people come. Because as a matter of fact, you should be worried that you are about to multiply and increase that traffic greatly. I've never thought about that before. But I heard it clearly. The Lord said, stop being worried about the traffic there. Because you are going to worry the people in that area. Because people are going to come from everywhere. I'm telling you. That traffic you see going to Resurrection and other places, we are going to add more.
That traffic near Resurrection in the county,
we are going to add more. Buses will be flowing everywhere.
Buses
write what I'm saying down. Write it down. I don't know what is going to happen. But one day you open your diary, you will see that I said it. See that I told you. Clap your two hands for that. You see that I told you. You see that I told you. So I am going in obedience to God. That more people are going to come. They will see traffic, but they will come.
Traffic,
they will come because what is happening there, they can't miss it. What is going to happen in Rehoboth, they can't miss it. They will come. They will set up 3 o'clock to come for a service that will start at 6:30.
Amen.
I hear what I'm saying. Write what I'm telling you down today. I said, while we are doing programs,
see,
are you
a programmer?
You
what?
And other people who are anyone strangers who are coming, you have to set off around 3. You have to ask permission from your workplace and run and set off. Because you can't afford to miss it. You will set off around 3 so that you can get there. I guess what I'm saying.
What did I make?
It will happen in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is what I have heard that I say, what I have seen that I declare. I told somebody, if the people in Odoko will not follow me, it means they are not the people. After all, God has told me that I am now about to start. I've not started my ministry. All of you are my dress rehearsal. All of you. I'm not really your pastor. God is just giving you a chance for me to pastor you small. In the future, maybe you may not be my member. Or you don't understand? You don't understand what I'm saying? I'm saying that
What I'm saying, listen to me carefully. I'm saying that God says he has not started with me. So I've not started my ministry, the real ministry. So what I'm doing is just warm up. God is just preparing me. All prepare me, no? Training matches. We bought training match as a pre-season match. No, you said I'm buying name. Pre-season. The pre-season matches now. Yeah, but no, I know near the main thing. Even those here, Obia, prepare me. God is just preparing me. So you be my member now is just preparation. You may not be my real members in the future. It depends on you. Tell somebody, it depends on you. It depends on you. Me, I won't sack you, but it depends on you. It depends on you. You can decide that software. Like Elisha told Elijah, put the if baby obey rabia me ni diwechi. Who crossing soon and me so me cross it. So you can determine that. Because odokoni men's come here opposing to me faka. Now some study say me tutu kwa kwa brochi I obetu akwa sorry. To me kwa sorry. Because when God called me, God told me.
The firm no catch
me. Having to help me talking about going to Asia. Having to help me that I'll be traveling all over. You grew up with me as a small girl. You've never heard me talking about that me, I'll be roaming Asia. What the man of God said, he was just confirming what I've told my children many, many, many years ago. Me, I belong to the Arab countries. I belong to Asia, India. I belong to those places. Europe and those places, but me, I will not stay the rest of my life just being in Africa. I'll be going up and down. And so, me, I know where I'm going. Where I am, Nidia.
It's training.
It's just training. So I thank God that you are the members God is using to train me. Yes, that's why when you make me angry, cry, you see that I'm smiling. You have to thank God that in my training, God has made me your pastor. You can decide to still keep me as your pastor even in the future. By growing up with me and staying with me. You can also decide that you go to another place. The power is in your hands. You can make that choice. I cannot make that choice for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
So we are going to the Rehoboth.
They are called Rehoboth.
And God says we should not be afraid of anything. I don't know whether it is 1 year. Whether it's going to be 2 years. Whether it's going to be 3 years. Whether it will be the Odoko people who God will bring there to start. Or whether they will betray me and they will not come and God will give me new people. But what God showed me, multitudes of people with that number. And amazingly, I didn't see them. They are not people I knew. I didn't see your face. I see all of you. I didn't see your face.
And who and
I can't lie. Recently someone came to tell me. Recently who came to me? Was it this week? One of you came to me to tell me a dream you had. About either we're going to Rehoboth and you didn't see any of the leaders there. Who came to tell me that? Are they Livingston? You. And you told me that you didn't see any of the leaders that I have, any of the pastors, you didn't see their face. You rather saw strangers. Because you have gone on missions. I love your feet. God bless you. Because I've transferred them, they've gone on missions. So shall it be. The devil can never touch you.
Yes.
So it's according to your faith. Somebody said, you didn't see my faith because I was on missions.
You too can say that because that week I was pregnant in my husband's house. I was taking care of my children. But after I finish nursing, I'll be there. You too can say that because I was representing you in Canada. I was preaching for you.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
Elder, you too, what will you say?
Then also back.
Who's the baby be the car? Around that time, you're now soon the elder or another branch. Oh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil cannot touch any member of this church.
Amen.
Just allow yourself to be a part of what God is about to do from Ghana. My this church is an international church.
I'm telling you.
And I've opened my heart. Anybody who comes close, I'll train you. But I don't know who will stay with me and who will not stay with me. Anybody, whether girl, boy, but anybody who comes close, because even in the dream that the elder there had, it was a lady in the church who was rather. It was like I was ministering and I was going to attend to something, and I gave the microphone to a lady in the church who is not a leader. She's not a leader in this church. She's in church right now. She's not a leader. But I gave her the microphone.
The mic is sharing.
That I'm coming. I'm going to solve a problem. And she was the one. What was she doing? Leading prayer or preaching? What was she doing? She was preaching. A common member now. So today you may be a common floor member now. But you are the people God is going to raise.
Amen.
I understood what he was saying. He didn't understand God. He sounded worried that I didn't say, and rather it was this common person I saw that you gave the mic to, blah, 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 blah. And then he was saying that. And then he said, after when I went to solve the problem and I came back and I took the mic, it's like the church turned into like a car that we were on top speed that nobody could catch up with us. And I think this week, that's what the prophet also said.
Yeah.
It's not that these things God have been saying it. And this is just the beginning. How do you explain how we got men's groom land if God is not with us? How do you explain how we were doing this project, how we have done this? How do you explain it with young people? God is with us. How do you explain the things that is happening? God is with us. I'm telling you, it's today that we are not your size, so you can't consider us as your church. We are not your side. We are not your level. That's we are young. It's today that you don't really value us or me. Okay. But my mother, my adopted mother, always says something. Anytime she sees me,
so whom Piara?
When I try to go and wash the utensils or do anytime I go there, I try to go and wash my utensils or something, then she will rush and pick it for me. Said, "No, Osofu, don't do that." Says, "Yeah, somebody who raised me." I said, "Oh, mommy, me be fear, mommy feeling say, ma." He said, "No, I have told you." Say, "Oh, Dachi, me bawa sorrya. This is a protocol for mommy coin and some it me who. This is the worst of my mother saying that for 8 years now."
She said,
when I look at you, you are going to be very big. And me, your mother, crowned. Then I said, don't worry. That day, I'll put your picture in my office. So that every protocol will know you. When they see you far away, they will know that is the woman in daddy's office. And they will bring you. Amen.
Amen.
You see? But you don't value what you have. You don't value the kind of pastor you have. Because he's in his beginning stages. Rehearsal stages.
So you
don't think you have a big pastor.
And you
want the big man with gray hair. Don't worry, I've started developing some here. Give me time. Just give me 5 years. When you come, you'll see some. If you ask me, I'm going to do two. You see, I'm going to share that too. I'm going to share that too. I'm going to Amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody be proud of your church.
Your
pastor loves you so much. He'll be proud of your church.
Okay?
Be proud of your church. Look at what the gentleman was saying. New member. When you be America, say you be America, say you're Ben Sofu, not this Gabriel Sofu. I'm talking about Isaac. The dream he was sharing. If I don't pray for someone, or if I don't pray for you, there's no way you even have such dreams.
I pray for you. I intercede for you. You are alive because of my prayers. You are alive because of my intercession. Sometimes I may not even know I'm praying for you. But by the time I'm speaking in those 2 hours, 4 hours tongues, your name is in the tongues. As long as you are under me, you are like small, small chicks under the mother hen. I may not intentionally mention your name because you have not discussed something that I should pray for. But as I'm praying for the church, I'm praying for you. And you are covered.
I'm protected.
You are being helped.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, in a matter of weeks, the Lord is sending me finally to Rehoboth. You have a choice to follow me or stay here. Jesus said, my sheep knows my voice.
Now trust them, Jesus said,
and they hear me. Give me that scripture.
Now want it see me.
And they hear me.
Want it hear me.
And Jesus said that they will not follow any highland.
Now trust them,
no highland will they follow. That means that when a stranger goes, they will not follow him. But when I go, they will follow me. Because my sheep know me. And I know them. I know my sons and daughters in the church. I know those that when I'm going anywhere, they will say they will follow. Yes, I know sons and daughters. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I know. Jesus says that you will know your sons and your daughters by those who follow you.
Now, Jesus said,
let me show you why he said that.
I mentioned into your casa.
Because the thing in those days, they were not having their own houses that are big for them to have. Like the way today, every shepherd has his own sheepfold in his house. So those who raise cattle, you see that they have cattle ranch in their homes. Those who raise sheep, at least they have some pen in their house. That's how it is. In the Jewish culture, it's not like that. There is one big ranch that has been done where I bring my sheep and I keep them. But I have marks on them. You too, you bring your sheep, you keep them. You too, you bring your sheep, you keep them. You too, you bring your sheep, you keep them. So one big ranch can have sheep belonging to 10 shepherds. So, because most of them, they are travelers. They are traveling. They don't stay at one place. So when they look for where the animals will sleep. So in the morning, all those 10 shepherds, they will come one by one. When they come,
as one bar,
they will speak to the sheep. Maybe they'll say hi. Something. The Fulani people know how to do their thing. They will say something.
One baby.
All the sheep they will hear their voice. But those who belong to him, they know that voice. They know that man. You see that only those people will pass through the rest. And then they will follow him. Then you will know that he is the shepherd of this sheep. The others will hear the voice, but they will not follow. That's what Jesus was talking about in John 15. Go and read it. When he says that my sheep knows my voice. When he comes and he stands at the entrance and then he speaks, they will jump and they will start following him. A highland, they will never follow
us.
So you will know the real sheep of every man of God by the following, those who follow. So if you are not my sheep, stay in
Odoko.
You can stay in Odoko. If you are not one of my sheep, you can stay in
Odoko.
But my sheep are following their shepherd. Are following their pastor. Are going to go to men's
group.
They will pay their own transportation. They will plan that Mrs. Sumiko, sorry, oh baby, into Mrs. Sumiko. You know, Sister Dora, you have moved from Odoko, isn't it? Sister Dora has moved from Odoko. But you can't see the difference. You can't see the difference. She has been in the program the whole week. But now, where do you stay? My hair. Or where? In Sakina. Sit down. Clap for her. Clap for her. Somebody came for 4 days. You are at Odoko. You came too. Now we feel Odoko. One for Bebo. Somebody came from in Sakina for 4 days with her children. Plenty around her. Boarded the car, came with them. Not because she's rich. But it's a demonstration of what? This is my church. This is my pastor. This is my shepherd. Okay, now. Oh, clap for her, you are doing it.
Oh, boy, my mama.
Say that. Oh, say, see, I'm a kakodi. I'm a kakodi in Sakina. I'm a mami pebi oho. So, for mu obi oho, dabi. And I'm a mami pebi oho. Oh, this is a sorry, a choba. Catch it, this is a sorry, near choba. Now, who relocate here? What? Perfect. A sorry, a near choba. No. That's not a restaurant. They say, I say, me free or do me trust in God. Me to be pure. Me trust in God. They wear your covenant, no? I say. My loyalty to trust in God will be over. But as long as I'm in Odoko, I'm their registered member. Very committed. That's what I eat when I come here. But when I go to men's school, I have to look for another food joint. I've already started searching for one by the roadside. Now that's food joint. That's food. Church is not a restaurant. Church is not a restaurant. It's not a choba. Utu free ha no more. Weja sorry. Uko ha. Uko pio house. Weja now wasako ha. Uza kopio ha. Weja wasako ha. Obi a take it to the next level. Watchao. Nia wo ye na se chire ye. But me in koho na wa kaze me na me kan e di ampa pa ni o kan ampa. It's like church prostitution and then professor so about dieti e chira professor say dieti e church prostitution o kan ni chi mo a anu won se wa kan bo fun won se obi aye okay. Amen. But listen. Okay, that's everybody. You see, so what I'm trying to say is that if you have your path has crossed with Pastor Prince, and I'm too much, and you'll be an obit my also for, and you'll be an obit my door, no be an obit me now, one that year, and you'll be an obit me after a person. Some of you may struggle even during the program. You saw that I was talking to the pastors, pray for this, like I was forcing the pastor, pray for this, pray for that. That should tell you how I'm praying for the people. That I even want other pastors to also. It didn't say one big kills or purpose. I cram see by force. It should talk to you. Why? Because you bring me money. You don't bring me money. But God has given you a shepherd unexpectedly. When you're a shepherd, somebody who is interested in the work you do, interested in the life you are living, interested in your marriage, interested in your future, interested in everything. The sacrifices that I make for church members is strange. The places I have to walk, the things I have to suffer from church members so that my sheep will be okay, my sheep will be well. Marriage issues, job issues, financial issues. In their trouble, I'll go and fight and bring them out. Not once, not twice, not thrice, over and over and over. Now, that is not how every pastor or general says. I don't take it for granted.
And yes, I also for here.
Don't take it for granted. I've grown in church. I grew up in church. I know church politics and church things. I'm telling you that. And yes, sanity. So when God blesses you with a shepherd, he said, I will give you shepherd after my own heart.
Shepherd,
Obetimi a shell so amami ohunhun
ena nyamia she odoko ni na washa akra ni na ena wohu se level na wetu no o mouse shepherd we a ebe bo amania eke chiri no etimi abem nyamia ma shepherd wo de wo pe ebe san wo shepherd say oh no I really like the church, you know, since I joined I've seen some progress, I'm seeing that things are going to work, things are working. I like how you preach, I like that. But you know, now that you are moving from Odo Court, yeah. Kofi, fine. At all. I don't want by you, fine.
So don't say fine, Anna.
Ruth, is it fine? Not fine. It's Imrena su. Nyamia boni humo ding. It's yeni na yeko. Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.